we actually initiated search warrants back in March related to this case, and some of those initial search warrants yielded, you know, over $30,000 in cash, prescription pills. We seized a handgun and a long gun, and probably one of the largest heroin seizures from one of the individuals, who contained over 3,000 individual dosage.
Jamestown Chief of Police Harry Snelling says the individuals allegedly involved have been charged with conspiracy, drug possession, distribution, and sale charges. The investigation was called Operation Horseback. It included undercover operations, and hundreds of hours of covert surveillance and wiretaps. One of the individuals named in the 159-count indictment is accused of selling Suboxone strips to a woman who allegedly smuggled them into the Gowanda Correctional Facility. Authorities say another person sold heroin to patients in rehab. Many of the drugs were transported in a canister underneath a 1999 Chevy Astro van. Snelling says eliminating the pipeline helps make the community a safer place to live and work.
And I think everybody's aware of the prevalence of heroin and how it's becoming such an issue in many communities, not just the city of Jamestown, but throughout our region, and I guess you could even say nationally. And for a short term, I think it will address some of the issues here, but unfortunately, as we all know, there are always people that are going to be willing to step up and pick up where they left off.
The takedown was part of a multi-agency investigation led by the New York State Police, Jamestown Police, the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Border Patrol. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.